This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
My mic didn't come on. I hate when that happens. Heidi ho, everybody. It's the show. It's Cube Talk America. It's a Tuesday night in Studio C in Phoenix, Arizona. You are live with Kat Carlson, Al Perkins. I'm Clayton McKee. And we know because we have name tags. We have name tags today because we thought Al wasn't going to remember us.
He still doesn't.
When Doug gets here.
I mean, you look familiar.
Yeah. I sang karaoke with him last night.
Oh, he did.
You did?
Yeah.
I saw you guys were at the Stacy's. I almost came over.
He came by and almost won third place in trivia.
Oh, my God. You should have called me. We'd have won.
And then you feel free to join. Yeah. 7 p.m. every Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you.
I don't want to go on my own, though. I want to know that there are people that I like going to be
there. Well, he might show up. There's other people that I'm there.
It's at the end of my street.
Yeah. There's that. All right, kids, it's time for it. Well, we don't really get into that. You know, never trusting strangers is something that we're always taught by our
stranger
parents.
Stranger danger. Our
parents and guardians at an early stage of life, especially if the stranger says he's a sorcerer or a wizard who can turn you invisible and enable you to rob banks.
Oh, I like him now.
Unfortunately, for one man in Iran, he made the mistake of trusting a fake sorcerer. Because are there real sorcerers?
Yes.
Who convinced him that he was invisible and could then rob banks safely. The man explained to the court that he had paid 5 million rials, which is just under 290 pounds or $120, to a wizard imposter who in return gave him a set of spells to tie to his arm. The fake sorcerer explained to him that the spells would make him invisible and that he could then rob all of the banks that he wanted. However, the man's ill-fated attempt to rob a bank started to go wrong after he entered the bank and started randomly snatching money from the hands of customers before they decided to act quickly and overpower him. The man told the court, quote, "I made a mistake. I understand now what a big trick was played on me." Can you imagine just walking through the bank just taking money out of people?
There's no one I don't want to be in this story. I want to be the judge. I want to be the sorcerer. I want to be the guy that thinks I'm invisible for like a good 5-6 minutes.
I love this a lot.
It's cash.
That
money.
A floating bag that just mysteriously fills with money is making its
way through
the bank.
I feel like that's a Disney movie.
That's all I can picture. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Just the bag.
Right.
Oh my God,
there's a bag going around filling up with money mysteriously. Ooh, it's a mystery.
I love people. Scooby-Doo comes in and solves the whole thing.
Yeah. And I would have gotten away with it.
If it wasn't for you meddling kids.
God damn it.
Speaking of meddling kids, cops are hunting a woman who donned a devil mask and a black curly-haired wig before throwing acid all over cars in a tiny British village.
Does she sometimes pretend to be a sorceress?
Perhaps.
Sell invisibility?
Perhaps. Maybe. It wasn't clear at press time whether she had decided to rob banks afterward. Mm. But six cars are believed to have been targeted in the disturbing string of attacks. For example, John Hurley, 73... I'm summarizing here because I can't say the names of the towns.
I wish I had a picture of this
because they're British.
For example,
John Hurley had his car targeted in one of the terrifying attacks.
I'm sure it was.
Oh yeah, acid.
The wig itself would be bad.
Well, police are now searching for the culprit after finding an abandoned mask and wig in a small town of barely 1,000 people. It's got to be one of these fuckers. And bizarrely, the woman is also suspected to have posted porn through letterboxes during the attacks. So she's pouring acid on the cars, putting porn in the mailbox.
We're using the Queen's English from, now.
This is from the Daily Sun or some shit like that. John Hurley, the aforementioned victim, a semi-retired music teacher, is the latest victim of this. His car was so badly damaged, it could be a write-off. The gel-like acid stripped its paint back to bare metal. And also melted the plastic wipers and headlamps.
Hokey smokes.
I know. Wow. A plastic spatula used to scrape it off also melted.
Oh, see how that
works? Also melted. Well, luckily, he said, I was aware of the previous attacks, so I knew as soon as I saw it, I knew straight away what it was. If I hadn't known and touched it, it would have been disastrous.
Disaster.
I teach music, and the acid would have damaged my fingers.
Oh, his fingers.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's devastating to think there are people in our community who could do such a thing. Move to America, pal. You'll believe it.
Yeah.
yeah.
tens of thousands of pounds, that's British money for dollars, of damage were caused to five cars and a motorhome, with fears the crimes could have sparked copycat attackers.
They call those a caravan.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they're caravanners.
Interesting. Mm. Now, the villagers are desperate for answers. They've pooled 2,000 pounds of reward money to help catch those responsible.
The villagers.
The villagers, I know.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. One person who did not want to be named said our home security camera showed anonymous at least villager. Two people involved in the attack on our vehicle and property. So now the witch, or the devil, or whatever the fuck she is,
sorceress,
has an accomplice.
Oh!
The pair pulled up in a vehicle. One was a stout, bald, middle-aged man wearing glasses.
It's not me. It's not me.
How old is this story? Yeah, exactly.
Accompanied I can show you pictures a, of me somewhere
accompanied by
with your name
a tallish, middle-aged woman who was wearing a devil's mask and a black curly wig. Al, I need to know the whereabouts of you and Molly Montgomery immediately.
Wow.
We're describing a her tallish, as tallish.
Middle-aged woman wearing a devil's mask and a black curly wig.
I wasn't sure which one was which in that story. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Honestly, it doesn't
the
matter.
The jury was out of twins. You know what I mean? Same.
Doesn't matter, but we're going to need to ask you some questions.
Sometimes we switch disguises. Yeah,
I know. Both gender neutral.
Yeah, but well.
However, anyone,
one will only travel on a train.
Anyone yeah. with information is asked to contact the Gloucestershire Constabulary.
Constabulary.
It's the constabulary.
I feel like you need two pints of ale to even get through that name.
And I want you to quote incident 212 of March the 22nd.
Mm. Oh, no. They've only had 211 previous incidents?
Maybe that's this
that's
year.
A smart,
I'm not really sure.
The village is
maybe
really
that's,
tight.
A busy maybe sorceress.
Maybe that's how many instances on March 22nd.
That's why she had to hire. That's why she had to hire help.
Not for 1,000 people. That was a small village.
They're a fucking rowdy bunch of
there's more letters in that goddamn name than there are people in that
She's
town.
Dropping porn and burning cars. Dropping porn, burning cars. That's, like I said, that was my favorite
she
part.
She had to hire an assistant. She's really quite busy.
A stout, bald, middle-aged man wearing glasses.
was available. He
was
said,
he
you
a
know
driver?
What?
Was he the driver?
Where were you on March 22nd?
And, what
and
I said was,
can I see an inventory of your wigs?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I see an inventory of your wigs?
My picked my bio picture for here is me in a black curly wig.
That's true. Oh my God! Wait,
you're was it murder?
No, we changed it. You're in the hat. You're not in the Joyce DeWitt wig.
Oh, the Joyce DeWitt wig is fantastic.
When we started, it was the Joyce DeWitt. I don't think you're
Scotland Yard is on it.
I think let me look. I think we've changed that. Hang on, let me.
It just the whole bio. That's how I knew the anniversary was up because the whole bio.
Yeah. Oh, it
came
up
as a
Facebooks.
Memory on the Facebooks, and it just cracked me up.
It's very funny.
I think you're in a hat. Oh, you're in a chapeau. You're in a nice little...
Oh, yeah, the Truman Capote shot.
Yes, that's your...
I can't prove I'm not Truman Capote.
I can't prove it.
You can't. I also can't prove that you are, so we're at an impasse. Exactly. What do they call
we're
an impasse?
An impasse.
I rode here in the rain, so I might not be a witch, but I also had a hoodie on, so who knows? Still can't prove it.
Good luck
can't
with
be
it.
Proven.
Still remains untested. So I just want to tell you...
Please do.
...how you can eat Chinese food without catching the diabetes. Because you know,
is it the chopsticks?
Yes, you eat the chopsticks. That's your best.
No, if you use the chopsticks, that's exercise, right?
Yeah. So, fried rice, lo mein, sweet and sour chicken, wonton soups, these beloved dishes at Chinese restaurants, at least those in America, are delicious. But mm-hmm. they all scream carb bomb, which is far from good news to anyone diagnosed with diabetes. Now, this was a story because I always think, oh, it's Chinese. It's a little bit healthier. It doesn't have bread in it.
Not
Till
in America.
Do you realize that 3-foot fried thing you're putting in your mouth called an egg roll? Delicious.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. That's got something inside of it that looks like it was at one point a vegetable.
Cabbage. That's what it has
fried.
In it. It's barely a vegetable. It's mostly water. It's cabbage.
Enjoyable.
So if you're a diabetic, you should eat only steamed versions of anything.
Blech.
And you just... So avoid sweet or fried dishes. Now you just took all the joy out of it.
Out of life.
Right. I am sorry. Sweet and sour. That's what I came here for.
Listen, right.
With a side of fried rice. That's what I came here for.
My standard Chinese food order is sweet and sour chicken, also known as neighborhood cats, 2 egg rolls, pork fried rice.
Delicious choices.
Protein. Right. And maybe some fried shrimp. Like, maybe some fried shrimp on the side.
I like to just go whole... Shelley Winters, diabetic, chop off my leg if you need to.
Interesting.
Just Shelley Winters.
Just deep fry the cream cheese. What are those things called?
Oh,
cream
those Rangoons.
Oh, motherfuckers.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't thought of those in a long time.
I don't even pretend that there's no crab. I don't care if there's any crab.
Oh, God, no.
It's that weird white fish that they pass off as crab all the time. I know what that is.
No, the ones I get are just cream cheese. No, they're not. They're just called cream puffs or cream bombs.
I'm in.
They just shoot Philadelphia cream cheese.
Oh, mein Gott. For the Germans.
Right.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're going down.
We should
number
order
two,
Chinese
number
food
two
next
tip.
Next
I know. That would be a good thing. It's great for any anniversary or new year.
Mazel
number two, you were right. Use chopsticks. If they're awkward for you to use, that's actually a good thing. Chopsticks can help you eat more slowly than you would with a fork, even if you're a pro at using them.
Yeah.
They hold a smaller volume of food per bite. And it takes a little more concentration to pick up each morsel of food. The more slowly you eat, the more time you give your brain to register that your stomach is full.
But you're actually full, right?
Challenge accepted.
Let me tell you, if you hold it just right, it makes a little bit of a shovel.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can really just scoop.
And I am not afraid to use my fingers.
Right.
No.
And really, if you hold the box really close to your mouth, it's not that far.
Unless you can just shovel it in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just open your mouth and just shove it right in.
Pick a lighter appetizer. Look for clear broth soups. There's egg drop soup. No, egg drop soup is delicious.
Lovely.
And I love wonton soup. But keep in mind that the wontons are just carb bombs. Steamed dumplings? I don't know.
Who steams their dumplings?
Make vegetables the bulk of your meal. Then why did I go for Chinese food?
No. Nope.
Yes, I need
sweet and sour chicken. That's the reason I'm there. I'm helping keep the cat population down, and it's delicious.
Yeah. Split your favorite entree among the table. I'm not poor. Get your own goddamn food.
Also, that old joke about ordering 18 people's worth of food every time you order Chinese food is 100% true.
Oh,
I do it all the time. Every time I'm like, oh, we should get Chinese. By the time I'm done ordering, I'm like, how much money did I spend?
No.
Did I buy China?
For one meal.
There's
and you're going to be hungry in about 3 hours.
And we're going to eat it 7 times this week.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I mean, every single fucking day.
The restaurant...
But I like when you walk by, when you walk by the refrigerator and you're like, yeah, I can take a bite of lo mein.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just on my way to the dryer, but sure.
Oh, God, I forgot about the lo mein.
I should snack.
Right.
I just discovered lo mein in December when my niece was here.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah, that's what made me realize, like, this can't be healthy.
Nope, sure not.
I'm just eating the thickest noodles ever made with, and that there's no meat or vegetables in that. It's just,
who cares?
Just noodles.
It's good,
delicious,
yes,
salty noodles that make my feet swell up.
I think
up.
There's egg in them, though.
Sure. Why not?
A little protein.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good. They're enriched.
Another reason I like to go to the one restaurant in Scottsdale where I get Chinese food if I'm in the area, she makes her own hot mustard.
Which restaurant?
From scratch. For Christ's sakes, I can't think. Why can't I think of it?
Is it an Old Town?
Toddy's Asian Fusion.
Oh, okay.
Toddy's Asian Fusion. She makes her own hot mustard from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
And it
mustard
blows your head off. I mean, when it hits the roof of your mouth, you can breathe everything you've ever wanted to. Love it, but it'll make you cry. But I enjoy the hell out of it.
Yeah. Sharon's dad loves spicy food, but that man sweats.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen anybody sweat.
But is he healthy?
No, he's happy about it, too. I don't know if he's healthy.
Well, I bet he is. But he burns it all out.
Smokes 2 packs a day and drinks about a bottle a day.
Never mind.
So, healthy, I don't know, but...
So, Joe knows about Chen and Wok at 7th Street in Maryland, and I am seriously on the verge of their delivery area.
Right.
They always look at my address because they're like, oh. They take the chance, like, are you east or west of 15th Avenue? I'm 7 houses west. Just make the drive.
Can you meet them on the corner?
Leave it at the corner. We'll meet at
the corner.
I'll meet
you
there. I'll walk there.
Can you give them the fake address of the place on the corner and just sit out there on the curb?
I like Chin and Walk. I used to eat there years ago, but past few times I went there, which has been many, many years ago, I just wasn't as happy as I used to be with it, so I moved on. But maybe it's time to revisit the fine folks at the Chin and Walk.
Yeah, delicious. Delicious.
Huh. Well, there's that.
Yeah. That's the one meal that Tim and I really agree on is Chinese food. And oh, so good. China.
I don't trust people that don't eat Chinese
China
food.
Chili. Right?
China chili. Osborne. And yes, I enjoy that.
I don't like the egg rolls, but everything else, top notch.
And I don't know how they do it, but they take your order. She walks in the kitchen and walks right back out with it. It's the fastest service I've ever seen anywhere.
Because they've got
suicidal
giant
cats.
Walks full of it.
But it's just astounding how fast you get it.
Because it's made.
Because you think you're going to have like maybe a conversation with the person you go to lunch with, and there's just no time. Because by the time you said,
"There's no time.
There's no time.
There's no time.
We're gonna eat it live."
No, Joe, they deliver.
We've all got places to be. Yeah, but he's saying if you're outside of the area, you can get the Postmates people to go get it for you.
Oh, but we don't need them because me and Chen Wok made a deal with God about 10 years ago, and they come to my house. When there's somebody new, there's always a question of, I mean, I'm like, look it up. I order from here all the time.
Right.
Yeah, they come to me.
I'm sending you a tenth of a house payment every time I order for one.
Speaking of food to eat that may or may not be good for you, residents of a neighborhood in Jackson, Mississippi are confused by the bowls of mashed potatoes that they're finding on their cars, porches, and mailboxes.
Definitely good for you. And what town is that?
This would be Jackson, Mississippi. I've been in Jackson, Mississippi,
actually. I'm going to see if there's any good jobs in Jackson, Mississippi.
Resident Jordan Lewis described the Bellhaven neighborhood as a quirky one, with residents decorating road signs, putting up Christmas trees and potholes and the like. He says, quote, "So we don't know if someone is just playing a prank or if someone just has a lot of leftovers." But Sebastian Berengard says some residents fear that there's a more sinister message behind the potatoes. Quote, "Some people were thinking maybe the mashed potatoes were poisoned in order to kill animals."
Was it murder?
Do a lot of animals have the ability to get in a post office box or a mailbox? He said, noting that he almost stepped into a bowl of potatoes on Tuesday. Since I didn't taste it, I have a 3-second rule, so I didn't touch it either. But some people were worried. Now, wait a minute. Let me back up on this story. You almost stepped in it and you didn't taste it. Did you think by stepping in it you were going to taste it, sir? I don't understand what's going on. It's unclear if anyone
He's not ready for follow-up.
It's unclear if anyone has eaten the potatoes, and news outlets report residents haven't alerted law enforcement yet. But there's a news story about it, apparently. Resident Michael Lynn says that some of the potato finders have connections to a local private Christian university, which may be a clue.
Side note, free band name, the Potato Finders. Yeah. Hmm. You watch. They're going to be big.
Yep. I'd go to that concert.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Next year, headlining Pride, the Potato Finders. Bitches are losing their minds. I'm in. Now here's what I want. I want some sweet and sour chicken, one egg roll, and some mashed potatoes with turkey gravy.
I am well within the delivery limits of Chen Wok, so we could make that shit happen if we had to.
Even if we didn't have to, if we wanted to, probably. Yeah. I don't know that it needs
Doug's
to be
on his way here. We could have him stop by somewhere.
Douglas Marie, we need some sweet and sour neighborhood listening. Animals.
He's not Marnie, for God's sake.
Damn it,
Douglas. He listen.
Damn it.
It's all yours,
Miss
Carlson.
Oh, it's me. Sorry.
It's all right.
I forgot.
We're not a big...
Apparently, I'm daydreaming about food today.
I agree. It does sound tasty.
It's like my family doesn't feed me. There's evidence to the contrary.
I can see you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, speeding, weaving, erratic driving, tailing, are the other way to Chinese food? Nobody knows. Well, these are some of the hundreds of complaints of motorists have submitted against public workers driving New Jersey state vehicles. That's right. Newsflash, New Jersey terrible drivers. Who knew? Well, when you're behind
this
the wheel
news.
Of a car with state government license plates, you probably shouldn't be blazing past the speed limit. Bitches will rat you out. Oh. And apparently giving someone the finger is a terrible idea.
Okay.
Terrible idea. But some state workers are accused of doing all of this, even though the cars they're driving sport a bright yellow bumper sticker with a hotline number urging people to call if they catch them doing something wrong. A total of 298 complaints were filed through the state vehicle abuse hotline and the online complaint website since the beginning of 2018. That's just last year. Motorists filled with road rage called out public workers who cut them off, blew through red lights, or threw trash out the window. Goodness. No wonder they call it the garbage state. Some reported the presence of a state vehicle parked outside a shopping center on Sunday when no state business is likely to have been conducted. Company vehicles on personal time.
Yeah.
The shame of it all.
The shame of it all.
Reminds me of the time when I took the company vehicle to the bar, took it home, backed it into a tree. Who knows what happened? I know.
Oh, look at all you've done.
It was 20-something.
Well, hopped up on your Marlboro cigarettes.
New Jersey. Apparently, there are over 5,718 state-owned vehicles spread across state departments. It's a high probability of people driving like assholes in that state. What else? I think that's it.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yeah. Right. Facts, facts.
Doug, welcome.
Statistics, statistics.
Well,
yeah,
we're all wrong. Don't forget to, you have to grab your name, badge off the countertop.
Get your name tag off the counter.
You have to get a name tag. It's on the counter.
Doug, did you know that state employees of New Jersey are shitty drivers?
I didn't know
that. Look at the news flash. Like, this is important news for Doug Wilkie to know.
You're all caught up now.
This is the quality entertainment that you're missing by
not being here. Journalism right here. Yeah.
Right, this is journalism.
Hashtag feminism.
I would put it right side up.
This is reading someone else's journalism right now.
Yeah, look at that. Just stick that right on your tip there. There you go. Doug. Oh, that's Doug. Now we know.
To some listeners.
Grab a drink.
I was like, is his name Marie? I've heard him called so many things.
Middle name, Douglas Marie.
Douglas Marie, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. My apologies.
Apologies to all the other Maries in the world.
Oh my gosh, yes. Especially Ave.
That's Maria.
Maria, my bad.
Osmond, though, very upset.
Oh my God, her wigs. She has some great wigs at Marie Osmond.
Wait, all right. Does she have a black curly wig?
She might.
And where was she on March 22nd?
With Donnie, who is a fat, balding guy.
We solved it. We cracked the case.
Look at us.
Call Jessica Fletcher.
Douglas Marie, we just solved a crime right here.
Right now.
Drivers and crime solving.
We're basically the crime solving gang.
I feel like it's Nancy Drewing our way through this show. Yeah.
What did the world do without us for 14 full days?
I don't know.
Crimes went unsolved, potatoes were mashed and mailed, coasted porn.
It's pandelirium.
A litany of events.
While we're in between stories, has anybody ever noticed that these gummy bears are in a cult?
I see they're in a circle.
Yeah, they are. They're worshiping the gummy god.
It's like a coven of gummy bears.
It's a circle gummy.
Nobody has proven that these gummy bears aren't witches. <You're right. laughs>
That live in my stomach in a coven.
According to that, it's the world's best. Albanese are the world's best gummy bears.
I can't argue with it because they are.
I'm happy with them.
They don't seem to ever stale. Whatever hoof part keeps them this fresh.
I feel like the less delicious ones form a pentagram too. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're just.
You better not be pointing at my purple friend.
No, God, no, not the purple one, but the white ones and the yellow ones and the green ones, the less delicious ones.
You realize that somebody's job was to put them in a sequence. Of for some reason, you're right. You're 100% right.
It's a code.
It's the Stonehenge.
It's a secret. It's the Stonehenge.
It's Bear Hinge.
The Goomy Bear.
Goomy Bear Hinge.
Goomy Hinge.
Goomy Hinge.
Goddamn quality programming.
He's got to call this show a tribute to Germany.
Heil Goomy.
Yeah.
There it is, episode title. You're welcome.
Heil Goomy.
Oh, come on.
Baron freaking.
Doug's even got the accent. Get that mic up to your mic.
Oh, so, in another unrelated story, very related to the Goomies.
Okay.
Ooh. And the Goomies are good enough.
For me.
Good enough.
Thank you, Cyndi Lauper.
That's good. So, I helped out a friend of mine at work on a really busy night and did, have a patient, orient her to a different job, and help her get settled in a new job that we really didn't think she was going to be able to be oriented to because it was just too busy. But we multitasked, we got it done, we had a good solid night. So she spent the next week going through all the candies and stuff that she brings to work and picking out all the purple ones. And so and then I left town for a while, but she had a bag of all the purple candies, Skittles, gummies. Everything, so I could have just a bag of purple candies. And I thought that was the cutest little gift.
Well, sure, we'll get right on our audio engineer.
Cat Carlson.
Tell us when it's going to be. Is that better for you?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to wait till I talk before you decide?
Actually, that's exactly what we need to do.
Actually, you were talking when he requested to go up. So.
Ooh, that's a frightening statistic.
Doug, are you feeling okay? No one's ever requested that.
His hearing is just going to shit.
Is there a feature where you can just turn Al off? Or
I leave town as often as possible.
Only Clayton has that feature.
Only Clayton's got that control button. the eject button.
Yeah, yeah, right.
safety first. So it looks like men with beards are going to be dogged with charges of bad hygiene.
I'm glad to hear
that.
That's
because a new study suggests that bearded guys actually have more germs than a dog's fur. Researchers at the Herslanden Clinic near Zurich, Switzerland, also on the German border, wanted to determine whether evaluating humans and dogs in the same MRI scanner would be hygienic. Why? They did so by comparing the bacterial load in the colony-forming
L-O-D-E or
units,
L-O-A-D?
L-O-A-D.
Fair enough.
Of human pathogenic microorganisms in specimens taken from 18 bearded men and 30 furry dogs. I think the men could be furry, too.
What was that voice?
It's just an aside note. I thought I'd add a little editorial
thought
comment.
It was Miss Potts from Beauty and the Beast. Well, I think the men could be furry, too.
Oh, Angela. That's nice.
Jessica Fletcher. Okay. I like saying
Full
your
circle.
Name like a curse word.
Full
Jessica
circle.
Fletcher, that's awful. So the researchers also compared the extent of bacterial copy of an MRI scanner used by both dogs and humans with two other MRI scanners used exclusively by the humans. Turns out all the bearded bros showed high microbial counts compared with only 23 out of 30 dogs. In fact, 7 of the men had so much beard bacteria, they're at risk of getting sick, according to the BBC. The jointly used scanner, again, why, also had significantly lower bacteria counts than the scanners used by only humans. On the basis of these findings, dogs can be considered as clean compared with bearded men. I don't want either one of these species kissing me. No tongue.
Well, I don't think you're risking dog makeout sessions, my
friend. Did you ever watch people greet their dog and they're all tongue? It's filthy. What's-his-face did it on the Oscars, or the Tonys. Neil Patrick Harris French kissed that dog. That grosses me.
How did I miss that year of the Tonys? Also, I'm pretty excited about that. That I missed it, that is.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, like, I missed it. I'm sorry.
Cat, whatever you're into, we're sex positive.
No,
you
so.
Have a very strange spank bank, lady. If
no, it's actually pretty safe, and it does not involve dogs. My name is not Marnie or Ernie.
Oh.
There are no dogs in my house. In fact, I'm the killer.
Oh, you don't
of all
have
the
a dog? Dog?
We don't have a dog.
Oh, that's
no.
interesting.
No, my oldest is allergic to dogs. And so
oh, that's
every
a good story.
Yeah, it's a really good story. So every so often they get really shitty about it. They're like, we want a dog. I said, go to the pet store.
Yeah.
Come back and tell me how much Benadryl you need. When it's none, we can talk about it.
That's good.
Jeez.
Got dark fast.
Yeah. Mom's a bitch.
Go pet a dog and count your hives.
Yeah, if you're still alive when you're done petting.
When it's zero, then you can have a dog.
Wow.
So I think it's possible to find all sorts of unpleasant things if you took swabs from people's hair and hands and then tested them.
For sure.
I don't believe beards in themselves are unhygienic. I do.
I don't think. I mean,
I think
not those long,
gross.
Crazy bullshit. Yeah. No, lumberjack bullshit. We need to.
The duck collar people. What were they called?
The
duck
dynasty.
Duck dynasty.
Duck fuckers, yeah.
The duck fuckers.
Sure.
Duck dynasty.
Yeah,
ZZ Top. ZZ Top is an example.
Yeah, that's when I'm like,
no. I'm good.
Yeah. Trimmed.
I like
well
a nice,
manicured.
Right, trim manicure.
I want to be able to smell the shampoo drying.
Mm.
I'm assuming that's how you clean them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure you would.
Like, can't you just sit there with
Dawn dishwashing.
Lather, rinse,
repeat.
I don't really know. That's a good question. Do you use conditioner then? Is that?
I would. I mean, do,
I think
mean,
you
I know
condition
they
your
comb it out.
I think you do.
Do you?
Interesting.
They do. And then I saw, which I think is a very cool, they have now a, it's almost like a flat iron for your beard. It's a heated comb, so when you can comb through it, and it straightens it up.
I
so
saw
it's
that
a little
too.
Scraggly looking.
Yeah.
It's a very groomed. It looks good, but it might also kill bacteria.
It probably looked good a lot shorter.
I don't know how it works. Anyway.
You need a flat iron for your beard. That shit is too long.
Well, let me tell you where a lot of people have beards. Portland, Oregon.
Segway.
I got one.
Beards and serial killers. Just
deputies in Portland, Oregon responded to a possible home invasion, but the intruder they found was not alive or a person. It was a robotic vacuum cleaner called a Roomba.
I heard about this.
The Oregonian, Oregon Live, reports a house sitter in Cedar Hills called 911 on Monday, saying that someone was inside the bathroom, but she couldn't tell who it was. They wouldn't respond to her.
Inside
the Washington County Sheriff's Office says deputies entered the home and ordered the burglar out, but nothing happened. Deputies then opened the bathroom door with guns drawn and discovered the automatic vacuum cleaner stuck in the corner.
Yeah, your mother's requesting that I be on video.
We invited him over and turned his camera off.
Yeah,
I'm gonna finish.
Now the audience.
I'm gonna finish this
revolting
story
now.
Before I
Roomba, come out of that bathroom with your wheels up. Your filter's off.
Set to stun, sir.
Sergeant Danny DiPietro said this encounter was his first Roomba burglar in 13 years on the job. He says the office is still having a good, clean laugh about it.
Oh!
My God.
I actually have a Roomba, and now I'm worried.
Is it going to burgle you?
Is it going to burgle me? Exactly.
It's going like, to get to, exactly is it gonna get together with Alexa, and there's going to be some like unholy alliance,
terrified
right?
of the, oh my God.
And, right?
All of a sudden we're living in iRobot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If Alexa takes over the Roomba, and then they like
Will Smith is getting too old to save us, too. God damn it.
One of the funniest SNL sketches ever is the Woomba.
Yes.
You have that not so fresh feeling.
No.
And then you see Maya Rudolph running into the forest. And at first it seems like it's going to be like a ladies hygiene project, commercial.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But then she's behind him like a horror
running
movie.
Running from the Woomba.
And the Woomba is chasing after
That's fantastic.
And the one lady in bed is asleep and the Woomba climbs up inside of her and cleans her up. It's so fucking
not okay.
It's a very different DNC.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, my mom used to call it a dusting and cleaning, so that does make sense.
DNC.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know that acronym.
Oh, no. Joe said you can actually control a Roomba with Alexa.
Allegedly. I really don't trust Alexa.
I don't either.
I
let her play music, and she does a pretty bad job of that, too.
And
she
that whole thing that it's like always listening to you and shit, that scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't like those stories.
Your phone is, too, by the way.
Oh,
and your laptop.
Believe me, I was the person that started complaining about the phone.
How old are you?
It does happen.
No, I mean of like our contemporary.
Oh,
no.
I'm like, did Alexander Graham Bell and you go to school?
And when when you tell people that, they're like, no, it isn't.
No,
so
it's
100%.
And here's the thing: this is the conspiracy that I hate. When you Google that, you won't get anything. If you Google is my phone listening to me, and all you'll get is no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Yes, it happened here. I told you I have never watched one moment of Grey's Anatomy. I don't know much about. I mean, it's been on for like 18 years,
First of all,
so I know
real
it's like
people.
A doctor. I know. Believe me, Ernie's in on this one too. But I know of it. Like I know it's a doctor show and it's got romances and whatever. But I've never seen 1 minute of it. I can't remember that woman's name that's the star of it, and I don't have any criticism of it. I'm not seeking it out. I just don't care. So it would be nowhere in any frame of reference. And I was subbing for Kat. You were here, and the lady on it did something cool. The actress, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
She did something, and you
Probably
liked
Sarah
it.
Ramirez.
And I kept saying, wait, who? And you were like, blah, blah, blah.
Because Ellen Pompeo, nobody likes.
From, what's it called?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. And
Real
you just kept
people
and I'm like,
Seattle.
Grey's Anatomy. And we said it like probably 20 times as we were going back and forth. Within 6 hours later, when I went into YouTube, when my at everything was Grey's Anatomy, Ellen, whoever the star is, the one that you said her name, I was like, that is my proof of that. Mm-hmm. But they deny it. The corporations or the entities, they say it's not. But
I'll be on
the
computer
is.
At work looking up something at work on the computer at work. And then I'll come home and go on my computer, and what I was looking at is like, have you thought about the Caribbean? And I'm like...
Yes, I have, and get out of my head. And actually, what they do
it's
is they
so
dance
weird.
Around that. Because what they say, what they actually say mm-hmm. is that it's not recording.
Oh, okay.
It's listening. It's actively listening for its activation words, like, hey, Siri, and okay, Google.
Okay,
and,
I see.
And,
yeah.
See?
See, I heard
but then, But then they're using that algorithm, though, to...
So
push shit on you
so
or whatever,
it's
right?
Not, so it's all about
they could make
it's
that,
all about data mining and information sharing because
right.
Facebook
and they're not being honest about that.
If you use
it's
Facebook,
an Android, Joe.
Right. If you use Facebook, then it puts a little tiny like listener out there into the browsers, and then it pays attention to all of your other search features, and then it shows up in your Facebook ads. It does it in Instagram too?
Yeah.
And it's not all super straightforward how that information gets from place to place. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is listening. And actually, when you Google, is my phone listening to me? Like the first three articles are, yes, your phone is listening, and here's how to stop it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Let's try something. Hey, Siri, is my phone listening to me?
You can change Hey, Siri in settings.
Well, that's all I got out of that.
I like that you asked, are you listening to me? And it answered, yes.
But here's the thing.
Well, I pressed the button, though.
Oh, okay.
Kat, here's what I'm wondering. Yeah. So you want to have it on to hear you for the commands and stuff.
I really don't.
Telling you how you can turn it off, they're saying, right?
Well, they're not the manufacturers, but there are articles helpfully out there on the internet for how to turn it off.
My point is, why should I have to have it turned off? I'd rather have it turned on if I like those features, and I just don't want them out data mining.
Have you ever in any of your usage of the internet since Al Gore invented it in 1992, mm-hmm. have you ever read the terms of service of any website that you've wanted to use, or do you just click OK and move on?
No, I click OK.
See? It's in there. All of that data mining, that's in the terms of service.
Yeah, they did that on the Daily Show. They talked about that.
Biggest lie. On the internet because nobody's ever read them. Nobody knows what's in them. They could be stealing your children from you, and you've just agreed to it so that you could take the quiz on 90s pop songs.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
The end. So, I mean, we're doing it to ourselves, and mostly because we're too lazy to investigate and too mm-hmm. impulsive to resist the things mm-hmm. that we know are dangerous.
Yes. God, that sounds like a song lyric.
That's true. Alanis Morissette wrote it.
Yeah. I meant a happy song lyric.
No, she didn't write any of those. I still think it's
disturbing, though.
It led to, the Cambridge Analytical?
Yeah, right.
Right? It led to problems in our elections because people don't pay attention to the data and where it's going.
Yeah.
Because we're entirely too impulsive. So we want to take, Cambridge Analytical got a lot of that from all of those Facebook quizzes, which Harry Potter character am I?
And, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
those, am I a summer, a winter, or an autumn? Or, I used to get insomnia and take all those fucking quizzes. Right. And they're just very, little tiny pieces of data, and computers are putting them all together and stealing your identities and marketing to you and targeting you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so I have, it's bad enough that my fucking remote for my cable box listens to me and does all kinds of strange shit.
Yeah.
My phone was doing it, too, and it kept dialing Tim. So we turned off the, now I can't just say, hey, Siri, into my phone.
Smart.
I actually have to, go do it. I actually have to hit the button.
Push the button.
Like a fucking
But the way he says it sounds like he's indignant about it. He solved a problem of calling Tim every 17 seconds.
Like a savage.
But he had to stop. He can't just say, hey, Chinwalk, send me
a dozen
crab puffs.
And I never use it because I'm too impatient. So it's the same problem with the contour box when you hit the button. I never wait long enough for it to, get itself all geared up and act like it was sleeping. You know what I mean? Bullshit. You've been listening to this old god. Yeah. Oh, give me just a second, a pen and paper, Your Highness.
It's like Mrs. Maisel getting out of bed in the morning. Yeah. You just woke up. Sure.
Sure.
Do you know that everybody lies about that, by the way?
Which part?
There's a whole other psych. Yeah, they call it sleep stigma. I saw this great article about it one time, read it. And they were talking about that people don't want to admit that. And they said, if someone calls you on a Saturday and they call you at 10 and they wake you up, back when landlines were, I think, more popular mm-hmm. too. And they'll say, were you asleep? And everyone's like, oh, no, I've been up. Or when your mom calls, no, I've been up.
Yeah.
And they're like, why are we doing that? They were saying, you're allowed to sleep however long you want to sleep. But it's everyone lies about that. And I was I'm guilty of that. I'll do that. I'm like, oh, no, I've been up. And I've been up for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Your dumbass called me, right?
Right. And you fucked, I'd sleep till 5 if you'd let me.
I did that literally this morning.
What? Lie?
Told my mom.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't asleep. She called 10 o'clock.
How long have you been up? What time did you call me?
Yeah. Well, I think the mom thing
sleeping?
Is,
nope.
That's who I would lie most to about it. But I do lie to just about everybody. If they call, I'm I wasn't asleep. It's just a weird thing.
Oh, yeah, not about sleeping. I lie to just about everybody.
Oh, you just lied.
Sure.
But again, that setting, that sleep setting that just silences your phone from everything except anybody that's in your favorites
list.
Isn't
that wonderful?
Oh, dear God, that's heaven.
I know. I use it when I take naps now. That's the button I push. I'm like, I'm out of here. No one's interrupting my nap.
Yeah, I turn the ringer off and put it in another room. I'm like,
sometimes I use it. Do not disturb for days on end.
I just leave it. It's a permanent
I will greet you later.
I kind of love that, Kat.
Please just don't disturb me. That's
a
life rule.
You are however. Maybe I should take you out of the list. You are one of the people that can ring through. You could wake me up. But use it gingerly, okay? Just come on, let's don't get crazy.
Real emergencies only.
Yeah. My mom and you and two other people can call me and wake me up if I need to.
And I very rarely It's usually like, the pillar to my house is no longer attached to my house. The thing holding up
it's
my
still
roof.
Still standing there, though. I mean,
yeah, we're but nothing's touching.
It's a magical pillar.
Yeah. It is in no way holding
wizard.
Up.
A wizard.
It's a wizard.
Sorceress.
A sorceress. Got it too, yes.
Oh, put that God. In the might be a witch column.
might be.
Yeah, there is a magic column holding up one part
whose
of my
story
board.
Is it? My story, your story, whose story?
You went.
Nobody knows.
I went. It's you. Is it you?
Is it me? I mean, no, it could no. be me.
What
I
are we
care.
Talking about? How did we get on this electronics
thing? Just because I interrupted.
No, you. Yeah, it was you. You had the last one.
Did I? What was I talking about?
I don't know. It was your third one.
Same.
Because don't you have a...
Well, I was talking about New Jersey drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Did that. Did you do anything after that?
No, because I was done. I only prepared two.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay.
Did you do anything after that?
I have one if she doesn't have one.
I have the voice assistant story that you had heard
that,
about.
It was almost a segue if you tried a little
room,
harder.
You just
well,
did
it really is.
Okay, so I could do another
so
one.
So speaking of technology, whether it's Amazon's Alexa, Apple's Siri, or Google Assistant, the voice that talks back can sound female or... It can sound male, depending on what you choose. Like,
no, I didn't know that.
You can change the voice on your
I didn't know you could change the gender.
I've chosen a male voice.
I do know that you can change it to an Australian accent because we did it at your house, and it's the best thing that ever happened in the world.
For the Waze directions app, you can have different voices tell you what direction you're going in. The other cool thing about Waze is you could actually record it yourself or have somebody else record. They'll give you the script.
Their script.
Which I always thought would be kind of fun. Give the script to my mom so the mom could just tell me, turn right, turn left, go fast, go do this, whatever.
think about what you just said.
I know, but it'd be fun.
Who wants that?
Because mom doesn't ever tell me what to do when I drive. She never does. She never has.
Wow.
I mean, usually,
nice.
Can we go faster? That's
my mom's
usually,
a backseat driver. She's not listening.
So anyway,
my mom's not allowed to hear
now,
about this at all.
Researchers have unveiled a new gender-neutral option, and that option is called Q.
What?
According to them, one of their biggest goals with Q was to contribute to a global conversation about gender and and technology and ethics and how to be inclusive for people that identify in all sorts of different ways. This, according to Julie Carpenter, a woman, an expert in human behavior and emerging technologies who worked on developing Project Q.
She's not gender fluid.
The voice of Q was developed by a team of researchers, sound designers, and linguists in conjunction with the organizers of Copenhagen Pride Week, technology leaders, and an innovative initiative called Equal AI and others. They first recorded dozens of voices of people, those who identify as male, female, transgender, or non-binary.
That's what I was.
But then a sound engineer ended up focusing on just one voice and altering it so that it sounded gender neutral. Says, quote, it was really tricky because your brain can tell if a voice has been pitched up or down.
Wow.
He told Wired magazine, it was difficult to work with these voices without destroying them. So here is, I'm going to play for you. We're going to go to, we're going to do it live.
We'll do it live.
Why are you yelling?
So this is available on YouTube. You can look it up for yourself.
We're just trying to give you simple instructions on how to live your life better, Kat.
Right. So let's listen to this. We'll play it's a minute long. We'll play the entire speech, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Q, the world's first genderless voice assistant. Think of me like Siri or Alexa, but neither male nor female. I'm created for a future where we are no longer defined by gender, but rather how we define ourselves. My voice was recorded by people who neither identify as male nor female, and then altered to sound gender neutral, putting my voice between 145 and 175 hertz, a range defined by audio researchers. But for me to become a third option for voice assistants, I need your help. Share my voice with Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. And together we can ensure that technology recognizes us all. Thanks for listening, Q.
So there it is.
Here's what I want to know.
I think that's pretty good.
Who decided Q was going to be British?
Yeah, right.
That gives you a little gender
What's
neutral,
with the
too.
Yeah. There.
Because, you know, gay or British.
That's right.
Oh, that's a fun game. That's actually
But
really
it's just
fun
a voice, so we don't have to worry about teeth.
Oh.
They've come a long way with modern dentistry.
Oh, have they now?
Yes. They learn.
That did sound pretty right down the middle, though, I got to say.
Yeah.
I was waiting to jump all over, like, no, and I'm kind of won over by that.
I thought it was a boy a couple times. I was a girl a couple times.
That's the point.
We're still talking about the voice?
No, we're talking about Kat.
I'm sitting right here.
Kat's right there, Al.
Right here, Al.
Well, that's a totally different.
You could just ask. So I've thought very carefully about this.
Just ask. Been working up the courage for like 5 years.
If a five-year-old could ask, you can ask. I've thought very carefully about this, and I've decided that I need...
Looking into a rolled condom. Woman.
What? Oh,
yeah. Jenny just spent a minute looking into a rolled condom.
That's also true.
That talks to you.
That talks to you. Wow, you are high. That weed is paying off now.
I've thought very carefully about this, and I've decided that I definitely want all of my robot servants to be female. I just do.
Yeah.
Very
that's all right.
About it. Yeah.
Wait.
I think it's fine.
What? Robot servants.
Isn't that what they are?
Well, I know, but you said that's sort of like a woman who needs to control other women.
All right.
That's what I'm getting out of that. Your Doc Martin shoes. Your German, your Nazi shoes, and you.
My Nazi shoes and my Lebanese misogynistic ways.
Confused for women. Right. Our mothers. Everyone thought it was
true. Oh, sweet God. And Anne, I don't know what you're hearing, but Al's voice is nowhere close to that.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of decibels they quoted, but multiply that by
sounded,
10.
Yeah.
Mom says sounded male to me.
Yeah, it sounded right down the middle for me, Di. But I guess I just went back and forth.
But I think in fairness to my mom, most of the men she hangs around with anymore are my gay friends. So
she's got a skewed perception now. Poor Di.
The Val Perkins Memorial Refrigerator for a reason. Yeah. Because people are so often confused by my voice.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Although I don't sound male as often as I sound female, so...
So Al and I, can we just tell that? So I want to tell that story. Al and I both, when we were kids, we have this same shared experience that I'm assuming a lot of others do. When I was a kid, everybody thought I was a girl on the phone or like an adult woman. And I'd call people and they would think it was my mom. Mm-hmm. But like when whoever would call and I would answer, they would think I was the lady of the house, Mrs. Wilkie. And they would just start talking. And I'm like,
the bouquet of residents.
But also, some of that's not necessarily tone of voice because adolescent boys have a higher voice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Who taught you how to answer a phone?
My mother.
See,
that's
so you're just parroting
exactly
her. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the cadence and the tone that you
that's
take
right.
doesn't have anything to do with the actual tone of your voice.
Yeah, so I think I totally
Hello.
Agree.
Hello, would be different. Hello.
Yeah.
What's up? Right. How you doing?
Yo.
Yo. It's your dime.
My mom was a trucker. Your dime.
Oh my god!
Go for Val.
Oh, and not you.
Okay. My mother's father, I loved so dearly. My mother's father, when he would answer the phone, he was the kind he would because it was the old days of the phone. On the wall, he had to get up. You walk to it. He'd get
that
there.
Was ours,
he'd pick up the phone. He'd pick it up. Hello. There was a long delay.
Oh, yes.
Between, like it needed
like
to connect.
Was, like he needed to think about it.
Right.
How am I going to greet this one?
And of course,
hello.
But no. But there was just that delay. Like phone has to be set right against the ear. Everything was set.
Deep
then
breath.
Once, then he could then hello.
Cute.
And of course, if he knew it was long distance, then he'd yell at you over the phone. Because that's what you had to do. It wasn't like it was Korea, 1950, whatever. When radar had to crank up a phone.
Tin can in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk louder, they're bombing. I don't know what are they doing.
My grandmother would call like all the time. I would answer the phone. Ruth? No. Debbie? No. Nancy? No. Grandma, who else is fucking home? It's summer. Alfie, is that? Yes, Grandma. We go through this every goddamn day.
Look what Anand said. They still address me as madam even after
Al,
I confirm
that
I'm
a lot
sir.
For a young man.
My grandma would do the same thing, but she would just start talking.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't ask who it was. Like, I'd answer the phone, and she'd be like, okay, Deborah, so I'm here, and I'm the... Grandma, wait.
Hold on.
Let me get mom.
Slow your roll.
Yeah. And
I don't need to know.
And, like, I had to do something at work the other day, and my friend was like, just call. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, I'm not doing, I'm calling on behalf of, I was like, this is Jenny.
Ooh.
And just went on. Just went on.
I'm just impersonating
sure.
people.
Yeah.
Smart.
But it's just I just am so used to it. When people are like, thanks, ma'am, at the end of a call, I'm like,
yeah, well,
my name,
I
like,
never, I don't
times.
Care. I'm
yeah,
really
I never correct yeah. them. I play along as you need to. But then when they say, like, what's your first name? Alfred. Oh.
Oh.
And you would, and I'm like, I can actually smell the wheels turning.
Yeah, right. The smoke is coming out.
Oh, it happens to me all the time, face to face. In fact, I went and on an impulse because I'm on the fucking like marketplaces and classifieds too often. there was a guy that was selling, and I have no idea why I need them, but I desperately needed them, theater seats.
Mm-hmm.
Like original, like, theater seats. So I've got three seats. They're in the back of my van right now. I know. They were like $60. He was basically giving them away.
Right.
Oh, my God. I feel like we're on the first episode of Hoarders.
Exactly. There's going to be intervention scheduled soon.
They're going to be lovely. I'm just not sure where yet.
That's how that starts out.
It's fine. Shush.
What numbers are they? Do they have numbers on them?
They don't have numbers on them. No, I wish they did. That'd be really cool.
Inferior products. That's why they were giving them away.
I know.
Poorly marked seats.
Poorly crafted.
Lucky for me, I know how to make some decals. I can put numbers on
them. Oh, look at you, crafty lesbian.
Would you like them to be?
Well, I don't know. What do lesbians like?
18, 20, 22.
Oh.
Top of my head.
Nice. 18, 22.
18, 20, and 22.
Oh.
Because we're at Gamage, and so odds and evens.
Yeah. Odds and evens, yeah.
I like it.
Oh, look at you.
So anyway, I pull up, I get out of the car, and the guy's out there, he's like working on a car or something, because he's an actual hoarder. Like, this garage was so full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. I almost went shopping. I was like, what else do I need in here?
Just getting started.
Sir, what else do you have? I've got $40 on me. But anyway, like, he walks straight up to me. He's like, hey, sir, how you doing? Sure. Nice to see you. Like, I've messaged him. He's seen my name. He's literally seen my picture and my Facebook profile.
Yeah, but come
on. It just
on.
Happens automatically.
Come on.
What We've do you mean, all come seen on? You.
There's a confusion level with you going on.
It's true. You're welcome. I don't know. I just wanted to tell the story about my theater seats. Because I'm very excited about that.
But I can add to your story just to try.
They're beautiful and red.
When I posted stuff on Craigslist, you know, just to get rid of it, post it for free because 800 people will call you. Can I have that stained, horrible, broken couch that you're trying to get rid of? Yes, show up.
Just
take it away.
First come, first serve. Come get
What's
it.
What's always funny is people...
That stains from me.
People will be like, as they're loading up whatever item I'm trying to get rid of,
right?
They're like, so... Do you have anything else you're giving away? you can just clean out shit right.
Yeah.
Left.
Wow.
But no, that is one of the handiest things because they'll pick up virtually anything.
Oh, look at my sweet seats.
Wow.
Those are cool.
Aren't they fun?
Okay, now I'm in. Got it. I get
and
it.
You don't know what you're going to do with it, or you just end up admitting to it?
You're going
to
make a little home theater at home, and only two people are invited.
Here's what happened. Well, there's a couple.
We have to have the gay seat in the middle.
Yeah.
So you have to have only
it's
you and Sharon.
It's a family of four.
Right. Well, there's one that we don't like very much.
Well, you can figure that out.
I know which one that is.
He'll get a chair when he turns 18.
Right.
When he can buy his own goddamn
and a dog.
You got a job, you can have a chair.
And get a dog, too.
Get a dog and a chair.
You and your little dog,
first
too.
Paycheck.
Your little dog, too.
So they may end up just in the garage. For one, maybe I need a little break and just to sit down when I'm working. It might just be the break room.
I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but I'm going to. You should put a popcorn popper somewhere near there.
She hates that.
No, I'm into that. They're not allowed at the bar. It's
That's a very good. Okay,
I'm okay with the popcorn. I don't mind. That is an excellent possibility. The other possibility is I have a television mounted in a room with no appropriate seating. It's just there to keep it out of the way because
we're
going to
create a waiting
often.
Room at your house with these three.
Well, I'm going to create my home theater where I can sit and watch movies at the beautifully mounted, beautiful television I never get to watch.
If you're going
to
do a home theater, I would advise you to put a little more comfortable chair than that.
You don't know my life.
You don't have people staying all day.
Well, it's her own theater.
I don't want you falling asleep during the movie. Well, I want you to pay attention.
The patrons. We're going to limit your time in the theater.
I realize you live here, but this room.
We also want you to stay
one
awake.
Comfy chair. Listen, that's a real
I want
real
you to
problem.
Stay awake during this presentation, so we're going to put you in an uncomfortable chair so that you make it to the end of the fucking movie.
Yeah, that's right.
The first time I went to the Cinefork or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, yeah. With the recliners and stuff.
With the recliners. Oh my God, the woman that was in the next duo next to me just got trashed before the movie started. She was
living her best life.
Completely obnoxious through the Pepsi and Coke commercials and the Sprite commercials. And then all of a sudden, some credits started and she was snoring.
Lights
she was out.
Out.
Love
yeah.
it.
It was delightful because I could live with a little bit of. Because it was a gentle lady-like snore.
Of course it was. No, the first time I saw a movie in one of those, I saw Gravity, and it was the most stressful nap I've ever taken. Because at some point, when she's just kind of floating there in space, I kind of nodded off a little bit, but I was really stressed out.
She's going to die.
So, I have two things on that one. So I'm going to ride this one home. So, watch Big Mistake. I watched Gravity on an airplane with turbulence.
Oh, no.
Right.
Oh,
right.
My God. Oh, no. My stress levels were at like 60. Right. Out of a possible 10.
Right.
Almost lost my mind. And I'm like ducking and dodging on a screen this big. Right. I had the full cinematic experience on a screen roughly
on a 10-inch screen.
Yeah, on a 10-inch screen. Not even. Then I watched, on this last, coming home on this last trip, I watched that 47 Meters Down. It's been like downloaded on my Netflix forever, about the two girls that go scuba diving Mm-mm. in the Caribbean.
Mm-mm.
And hilarity ensues. Oh my God. It's kind of, I thought it was going to, everyone said it was like a terrible movie. Like nobody could believe it made money and all this stuff.
Right.
Oh my God. I got two good screams out of it. But you have to be in the middle of an airplane with people dozing off on a late night flight and just let out a blood
while you're scream. Yeah.
I bet you were popular.
Yeah.
Did you get a lot of looks as you left that plane?
Who's the lady screaming?
I got a lot of them and I screamed like all eyes were on me and I was like, it's a scary. sorry. And I keep it. Well, first, I'm trying to hide the screen this way because Kevin was sitting next to me and I didn't want him to watch a shark movie, even though we were leaving the beach and he wasn't going to be around sharks anymore. So I was like, oh, I can't show him this. And then I watched some really great movie. I'll have to find out what it's called. Such a good movie, but oh my God, it was filthy. They were having butt sex like every 3 minutes.
Wow.
And the lady next to me, I was like, oh, this is just straight up porn. So I had to watch.
Excuse me, ma'am, I'm sorry.
And Kevin looks over and he goes, how many times are they going to fuck?
Oh my God.
And I was like, these were not my best Netflix choices. But the gay butt fuck movie was terrific.
So good you can't remember the name of it.
Yeah. Gotta look that
up. I watched so many
up.
Gay butt fuck movies.
I don't need to hear that. Oh my God.
Who doesn't?
Oh my
God. On the Netflix.
I don't care what you watch it on or where your towels are. Maybe you see both hands if you're watching the movie.
Just keep them where I can see them.
Exactly. I don't need to see a hand towel anywhere in your house.
So the moral of the story is should we travel together, we should sit separately on the plane.
Yes, that's exactly. I'd go on a different plane.
It just seems like a good idea.
That's fair.
Are you remotely prepared to do your entertainment segment? Because we need to do that.
Sure.
We're gonna. Well, let's see how it works. Like this.
We've got a death den. We're gonna recommend a gay butt sex movie that I'm gonna find.
Sweet. No.
In our
break. I can't wait.
We've got some Broadway shows to chat about, some season finales to chat about, and
we have to talk about this week's episode of Veep.
And Veep, the most vulgar show on television, keeps
that crossed
going.
So many lines this last week that I couldn't quite believe it, but I loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So many things.
That's like the as far as they've ever gone.
You'll never All be as right.
When we come back, Al and everybody else are going to talk about entertainment stuff. We'll be back in about a couple minutes. Stand by.
Instead of mailing everyone my vacation photos, I'm saving a ton of time by posting them to my wall.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
Well, the squirrels are back in the attic. Your dad won't call an exterminator. He says it's personal this time. Where are you? It's very loud there. Are you taking a Zumba class?